Hey, this is Jadon Mickens, wide receiver from the Jacksonville Jaguars, and you are locked on Jaguars. Duval!
All right. Welcome back to the Locked On Jaguars podcast, part of the Locked On Sports Network. I am your host, Zach Goodall. Be sure to throw me a follow on Twitter at @Zach_Goodall. You can follow my co-host as well, Chris Thornton at Misto Cristofo, the man with the scoops on the NFL schedule release. He was on that about 5 days before Rappaport, so you heard it here first by a faithful member of the Locked On Jaguars crew. But we are not going to talk about the schedule release just yet. That will be coming up on Thursday. But perhaps an even bigger event for the Jacksonville Jaguars this Thursday is their state of the franchise. No one really cares about the whole numbers and financial aspect that the team's probably going to talk about for like 30 minutes. Okay, sure. Pretty much everyone's excited for the main event going on then, and that will be the new Jacksonville Jaguars uniform release. They will be giving everyone their first real taste of the new uniforms. Not for sale yet. That's going to be something we'll talk about as we get into the pod. But they're going to be releasing them to the public, letting everyone see what the team's going to be rocking this year. But to go ahead and discuss the new uniforms, we are bringing on Clint Richardson from the Auburn Uniform Database. You can follow him on Twitter at ClintAU24. Clint, how's it going, man?
Doing well. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Yeah, man, we appreciate having you. Go ahead and give us a little plug on the work you've done, you know, a little bit of your insight. You don't got to spill any sources, nothing like that. But just people have started to follow you throughout Jaguars Twitter because we could tell that you're pretty well connected with things going on with the uniform. So go ahead and let everyone know who you are and where they can find you.
Yeah, got a lot of new Jaguar followers this past week, which was always pretty cool. But, you know, I'm originally from Auburn, Alabama, just recently graduated from Auburn University, and, you know, going on 5 years of the Auburn Uniform Database, just a, you know, it's a little side project that I've been doing for a couple of years now, and ultimately just document and write about Auburn athletic uniforms, football, baseball, basketball, men's and women's, softball, soccer, volleyball, whatever you have it, it's probably on my website. And, you know, I've also got football field designs, court designs. One of my favorite projects on there is documenting most of, if not all of, the designs played on during bowl season for Auburn football. And that's been really popular. That's gotten me a good reputation over on Auburn Twitter. And just as an extension of that, I've started adding different teams just to track football uniforms the past couple of years. Started with South Alabama, just a, you know, they're not even 10 years old with a football program. UAB was added last year, added Troy this season. That's actually not been officially announced just yet, but, you know, and then I just decided let's do the Jacksonville Jaguars and have some fun with that one. So, but, you know, I've spoken to a couple of people here around town in Jacksonville and gotten some insight. It's a really odd situation this time around with not a whole lot of information. There's not many elites going around, and I think we're going to see everything at once on Thursday. We're not going to see a leak 2 or 3 days before like the Titans did, or just about anything else, and I think that's pretty exciting right now.
Yeah, and we'll be sure to get all into that. One of the last topics I do want to cover will be how they've avoided leaks, because you mentioned something on Twitter with how the Titans did it and how the Jaguars seem to be doing differently, and I thought it was a really great point. We can get into that in a little bit, but like you said, there's not a ton of leaks out there. No one really seems to know exactly what these uniforms are going to look like, despite there being what seemed to be a leak back in March that the team shot down pretty quickly. But just in terms of rumors and tidbits that you've heard, I mean, what can fans seem to expect just from what you're hearing?
Simple. You know, when Jacksonville revealed the two-toned, very modern look, I guess, is the best way to describe it simply. A couple of years ago, it was a very broad swing over to the Nike intense, you know, let Nike do everything they want to with the uniform. And the way that the rumors have been going and the leaks that have been shown, at least, are swinging the complete opposite way. word is that these are going to be incredibly plain, two colors, nothing much, little striping. You're not going to see a two-tone helmet for those that actually did like it.
Thank God.
You know, I've seen a lot of people recently say that it's grown on them, and yeah, I think you could say that. It's not a great design element, but it has grown over the last 5 years, and you know, like the rest of the uniform, it's people have warmed up to it.
That would be me.
But I the way things have been going for this upcoming league, I think it's going to take a little bit, not nearly as long for it to warm up, but I think they're going to be pretty cold design uniforms.
Now, the biggest thing that everybody wants to know about these uniforms is the teal. Is there more teal on these things from what you've heard?
There is going to be more teal, but there wasn't a whole lot of teal on the now old set. So it's not setting the bar very high. There's been a lot of discussion of, will teal jerseys be the primary or will they still be the alternate and black the primary? And, you know, that's a really easy designation for a team to make. We've seen it with Denver and changing from their blue to their orange primaries. Tennessee did it with the Navy to the Columbia, or vice versa on that a couple of years ago. I think Carolina also did it. And all that takes is, you know, you got to file that to the league office and they have to approve it by a certain date. So even if Jacksonville comes out this upcoming season with black primaries, we could very well see that transition to teal primaries next year with black alternates. So that's kind of up for debate right now. The amount of teal in the jerseys and on the pants and all that kind of stuff, I think we're going to see a lot more teal, but, you know, we'll see Thursday night.
And I'd assume with there being more teal would probably mean a little less gold, right?
Yeah, unfortunately. And that's been kind of constant throughout the information and leads that we've gotten. Gold is relegated to very little, if anything at all. We've seen mock-ups and leads that have absolutely no gold whatsoever, except for the Jaguar head logo. And that's what makes it look so cold of a design. It feels very sterile. The gold gives it a really good highlight. It kind of warms up the design. You go look at the original uniforms, and just that splash of gold really makes it look really nice. And I'm afraid that these new uniforms might not have enough gold to work very well.
See, I would like... I like the gold as in terms of, like you said, like a splash of it, like a little bit of it throughout it. But thank God if this means that the Color Rush uniforms are just completely – I know they're throwing away the Color Rush thing across the NFL, but, like, these things just need to be burned.
Yeah, and my thing with the whole Color Rush thing was they ultimately weren't that bad. They're just right. – you know, there was no need to have one color – you know, shoulders to toe or head to toe for the rare teams. If you just added contrasting socks, if Jacksonville came out with black socks or white socks, whatever, it would look so much better. I think it was the socks that really killed it. But yeah, the gold didn't really work very well for Jacksonville. I think, you know, you lead those gold pants in, maybe something could work, a nice combination with the black, teal, or white jersey, something could work, but just going all mustard didn't do very good.
Yeah, I was always a fan of going on Madden and changing it to having the gold jersey with black pants, because, yeah, having that little bit of a combination in there definitely hit a little bit better to me than having head-to-toe gold.
Yeah, you can definitely have way too much, especially in that Color Rush, and you know, there's been contrasting or conflicting reports on that too, that they're getting rid of it, but it's spreading. The NFL is so weird right now.
Now, you kind of given us a summary of what the uniform will look like, kind of simple, two-tone on the jerseys, not the helmet. Less, if not any gold, which I agree with you. I like a little bit of gold as an outline or an accent. I think it really does make it look pop. I was a fan of the previous jerseys. If they would have just changed the helmet and kept the jerseys, I would have been completely okay with that. But Now, I've seen a few discussions and kind of hints at this for not only the Jaguars, but for a lot of the teams in the NFL for this upcoming season, and that's throwbacks. Do you have any type of information on whether a throwback maybe was discussed?
Yeah, one of the people that I discussed this topic with actually mentioned something about a throwback, not for this upcoming season, but maybe a year or two in the future. And while they didn't discuss too much about it, they did really emphasize the full body Jaguar on the sleeves, which would throw it back to the original set. And that's a really interesting design. I've discussed it with a couple of people before that if they do it, they've got to do it the whole way. I don't know what that means. Kind of making a faux back and having the current Jag head on the full body, or you have to wear that old logo now. And so we might see some throwbacks. Next year would coincide with the 100th anniversary of the first NFL season, so I think it could work pretty well. Mm-hmm. If they ever got rid of this really bad two-helmet rule, I would love to see the Jaguars do not a full throwback, maybe a throwback of sorts, and kind of trot out in the lawsuit prototype logo and the uniforms that we never saw.
That I'm sure that would be something that if they went on sale, they would probably fly off the shelves.
Absolutely.
Now, we were talking earlier about how the Jaguars, in contrast to the Titans, have been very, behind sealed doors and closed lips on these leaks. Do you know anything on how they've been doing this differently from the Titans? And kind of discuss that March leak that we got a few months ago.
Well, the March leak was kind of disappointing to a lot of people who were hoping, maybe we'll get a little bit more of a throwback look. Coughlin's involved, maybe we'll go to the original look. But Coughlin has said they'll be simple, and the leaks were most definitely that. It had black on black as the primary. No white whatsoever on these black uniforms. Teal numbers, teal stripes, which I think would be difficult to see on the field. I think you need a little bit of white, especially around the numbers, to pop a little bit more. Mm-hmm. The road uniforms were set as white on white, only black details. So kind of going back to the late 90s, early 2000s look. But there was a teal alternate with teal pants. So I think teal pants will be coming. We might see that a lot this upcoming season. So the leads were pretty bland. I personally was hoping for a little bit more. I hope these aren't the final product. And again, there's been conflicting reports. These are, these aren't. Who really knows at this point? But, going back to the leads, Tennessee had a really big event. They had a concert and an unveiling downtown Nashville, which is all pretty cool. But they had the retail jerseys on sale immediately following that, and that's when it gets out of your control. Mm-hmm. When you've got retailers and people who aren't in the office, aren't in the stadium, it's really tough to keep everybody quiet on that. And we saw at least two, maybe three leaks of the jerseys, and they were exactly what we saw on the reveal. So Jacksonville is actually scheduled a big draft party the week after the unveiling, and that's going to be the first time that fans will get to buy the jerseys. I suppose they'll probably be online as soon as they show them after the State of the Franchise address, but in person, that's going to be the first time they can buy them, and I think that's a really smart way to do it. Keep it out of the retailer's hands. Don't let anybody ruin this for you. Jacksonville's done a really good job of pushing some hints, but not giving away anything. I scour the Jaguars' Twitter and Facebook and everything almost daily just to see a hint of something, and I can't find anything.
Yeah, Reddit's one of those places that I usually go to look for leaks because it somehow always ends up there first.
Yeah, it sure does.
It's definitely a smart approach for what they've done to avoid a leak like this. And I also heard a rumor from somebody that there was possibly a player panel in the whole process of designing these things. And a few names mentioned were Blake Bortles and Jalen Ramsey. So if there was a player panel that was discussing this, it would kind of explain Jalen Ramsey's tweet when he quoted the reaction video per se that they were showing, and he said this wasn't my first time seeing these unis, which would make sense if he was on the committee to design them.
That's the first I've heard of the player committee. But that video was kind of odd because Jacksonville had shown and told the public before that they had shown some of these players. So I think Jalen wasn't the only player in that video to have to fake their reaction. I think that most of the players has seen it, and you know, probably with Coughlin's track record, he's threatened their job if they say anything about it.
Probably. Now, another question people have been asking, because when those leaks came out in March, the idea is that these were somewhat finalized, but the font was a placeholder. Whether it be that those were pretty legit compared to what they're about to drop, or whether they're way off, how do you feel they'll go with the font? And I mean, what are your thoughts on the current one?
I think the current font was probably the best part of the most recent redesign. It's very strong. It's very Jaguar. You know, you see it around Everbank all the time, and it just fits. It fits what this franchise is, at least to me. That placeholder font, honestly, I don't buy it. The Leeds had a very round, I mean, they look like an Arial font, Times New Roman kind of thing. Very simple, very rounded, nothing very strong. The Nike and the NFL have told us for years that it takes 2 years start to finish for this process to be complete, at the very least. And if these were placeholders, then that means this was a very early concept, because there's no way that within a month they could have said we're changing this design, because they've, from all the logistics of getting jerseys made and ordered and priced and all that kind of stuff, to the hats, the shirts, whatever it may be, it takes a long time to get all this stuff ready. And I have to think that this was a early concept, if that was the case.
It wouldn't surprise me if they started all this uniform talk the minute Coughlin became VP.
I thought that too, because the videos that they put out and the comments that he made, you know, he's been heavily involved with this, and, you know, he's been here, what, a year and a half or so? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, again, with Coughlin's track record, they probably sped it up some. But yeah, it takes at least 2 years from everything we've always been told, and I think that's what happened here. And whether that's Shad and some of the other guys in the front office had started it, and then, you know, they just handed it over to Coughlin once he got here, I don't know. We'll probably get some really bad storytelling from Nike on Thursday, so
right.
get ready for that Nike speak. have a trash can ready.
Now, based on buzz that I had heard very, very early in the season, so, and obviously take that for what it's worth, but I had heard, you know, kind of whispers of the idea of like a 49ers color rush style, you know, those black ones with the red numbers. And I heard that was scrapped early on. And when I first saw these, that's what I immediately thought, is that these supposed leaks looked exactly like what, you know, what was being thrown out there, whatever I had heard. So it very well could be that these were like a real early version of what they were looking at, especially with that font that just seemed so boring. But I don't know. I mean, we'll just have to wait and see if these things are anything like what we're about to get on Thursday. But I'll ask one last question for you, and it's not Jaguars related. It is uniform related, though, just for your opinion on those Titans jerseys that we did mention. Just your takes. Do you think they're as gross as I think they are? Do you think they're as nice as Chris thinks they are? I don't know how we could think that.
That's a strong wording. I like some aspects of the jersey that other people don't.
Pretty sure. I'm gonna go on Twitter while he answers this just to find your tweet and see exactly what you said. But Clint, go ahead and give us some of your thoughts.
It's not great. It's not terrible. It's very meh. I thought the old Titans look was a very good one. I really liked the Columbia blue. I liked the shoulder yoke. I thought it could have used some evolving. I think the using the sword as the yoke, making it come to a point at the end of the sleeves, is a very good idea. I think there's some other aspects to it that aren't very good. The two-tone on the yoke, making it look like a beveled sword, is okay in theory. I think they went with two really different colors. If they went with some more similar colors, I think it would have worked better. I really hate what they've done to the Columbia blue. That should always be their primary. Mm-hmm. But it looks so much better. I think it looks better in the sunlight than it does, you know, on stage like they had. But it just doesn't feel Titans to me. I feel like the logo has too many outlines on it. Mm-hmm. It's just really busy. The gray is unnecessary. The pant stripes are hilarious. And you know, if you want some bad Nike speak, go watch their video and read their press or their press release, because it's terrible.
I would say if you change the font drastically, and I did agree with you on that. I like the swords on the shoulders. However, I think I also agree with you that the two-tone kind of makes it look a little bad. I think if they would have outlined it maybe with maybe just a solid black outline to kind of distinguish that it's maybe a sword, that would have looked better. Helmets, I agree with you as well. I think they would probably look better in different lighting.
Your tweet said they were flames. Your tweet said they were flames, and you told me at work that you would buy a new Titans jersey. So
yeah, from China, I'll get myself a Yuli bulldozer one. I gotta get a Taiwan Taylor. I gotta represent my brand. Taiwan Taylor brand new Titans jersey. But yeah, no, that font is awful, because they released a Malcolm Butler jersey a few days ago, and the numbers looked like they were drawn by like a 5-year-old.
They're bad. And, you know, they've been using a custom font for their social media stuff, and the number is really good. They've been using a Greek pattern that many people thought would find its way onto the uniforms, and it never did. But yeah, it could have been a lot better. It could have been a lot worse. I'm kind of indifferent on them right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, then I guess that'll pretty much sum it up for us. Clint, thank you so much for coming on and giving us your insight into what is going to be a very, very big day for Jacksonville on Thursday. Hopefully it'll leave fans with a little better taste in their mouth than about 5 years ago.
Let's hope so. Appreciate it, yeah. Guys.
Be sure to throw Clint a follow on Twitter at ClintAU24. You can follow myself at Zach_Goodall. You can follow Chris if you want to read about his bad Titans takes at Misto Cristofo.
Or, of course, if you want news before Rap Sheet drops it.
Okay, yeah. So
I've
there.
Done that twice in the last week, so.
There are positives and there are negatives, so just, you know, go forward with this warning. Be sure to follow the Locked On Jaguars page at Locked On Jaguars. Check out the site, LockedOnJaguars.com. Subscribe and review on iTunes. You can also hear us on Megaphone.fm and Spotify. We will catch up with you guys later this week when we do a full first-round mock draft with the Locked On NFL host, Matt Williamson. We will see you guys then.